with one of the new members of the USF men's basketball team, Javon Green. That's where I want to start, obviously. A lot of new members on the team, but you've been able to get to know them, over the course of the last couple of weeks. How's that gone so far?
Oh, yeah. Everybody on the team is cool. You know, I like them personally, on and off the court. We bond together. And, like, on the court, I can feel like we making each other better. Like, you know, we're competing. We're friends off the court, but when we're on the court, it's like, we're still cool, but, like, we're trying to get each other better and trying to, you know, work towards something, the AAC championship.
Hey, throwing that out there. I like that. All right, so people are going to look at you guys, look at the group, not know anything about you, and pick you not near number one. So how do you get that sense already that you guys could be close to the top?
Yeah, you know, like, me personally growing up, I've always been, like, part of, like, an underdog team or, like, been, like, a underdog, so I would speak. So this is nothing new for real. You just got to come out each game and play like you play like it's your last, you know, and people will notice the work you put in, and your work will end up showing on the court as well. So
I'm sure people are curious about what led you to USF. You had a great career at George Mason. We'll tell people about that in just a second. But did you know much about them? Did they come to you? How'd that work out?
So they end up Coach Dixon had ended up calling me, and when I heard it, I was excited because I always wanted to go to Florida, like the state, just to live out there because it's always hot. You know, winters is 70 degrees.
You're not regretting that now this summer?
Oh, no, I'm regretting it a little bit now, but in the winter, it's gonna pay off.
You're right about
that. It's going to pay off. But South Florida is, like, a great school. I ended up seeing them because we were in the Cayman Islands together. So I seen them play. So I just – what they told me, what they had to offer, and, like, the player development part of it, like, I feel like me committing here is going to elevate my game a lot much more. So
excellent, excellent. Now, what I know about your game, because just anybody can read numbers and that kind of thing, but lefty shot, three-pointers, free throws, which I'm sure the staff has said, hey, keep that up.
Yes, sir.
And then you prided yourself on defense with all those steals. Is that about right? Tell people about your game.
Yeah, so I take pride in the defensive end because I know, like, the defense will turn into offense. So, like, if I'm come out shooting bad, like, I know defense, like, that's going to not go nowhere, you know. So by me getting all those steals and me playing the passing lanes, it brings energy to the team. And when energy comes to the team, it fuels everybody. Everybody starts playing good. You know, you got people hitting shots, people on the bench yelling, like, yeah, let's go, da-da-da. So defense really is my main piece that I try to focus on because I know it fuels the whole team.
And then as far as the free throw shooting goes, is that something that you've had to really develop and work on? Is it always kind of come naturally?
Well, of course, I always had to work on it. But, you know, some people are better free throw shooters than others. So me personally, I don't have to work on it as much, but I still work on it a lot. Like, that's still an important piece of my workout. I still have to get my 50 free throws up. So, yeah, free throws are a big part.
When you're shooting 50, I mean, how much are you trying to not miss?
No more than 10. So I do 10 each time I do it, I do set to 10. So I try not to miss, like, more than two. So I go 8-10. That's 80%. That's, like, bare minimum, you know.
Let me tell you, some Bulls fans listening right now are going, I'll take 80% as a bare minimum. Congratulations. Now, listen, it looks like a lot of the other guys, I haven't seen you guys with a full practice or anything, obviously, yet, but can shoot the ball, so you're not alone. Speak about that part of the team.
Oh, nah, everybody can shoot on here. Like, we be doing shooting drills. It's so fun because everybody's knocking them down. We all energetic, encourage each other each shot. So I feel like, yeah, this team is going to be special.
Awesome. And then last thing, I mean, more about your background. Your father played basketball at NJIT, which honestly, I didn't realize they played basketball back then. Speak about, are it just him and you as far as athletes in the family? Is that about right?
Like, everybody kind of played. Like, my mom played. She didn't play for college, but she played in high school. Then my older sister, her name is Brittany Holloway. She ended up going to South Alabama to play basketball.
Okay.
And then it's me. And there's my younger brother. He ended up stopped playing basketball in high school and pursued the cybersecurity field.
Okay.
And then my sister is entering college too. But my dad at NJIT.
Heaven, you're talking about, right? Yeah, you got to mention that name. I love that.
Yeah, Heaven. Yeah, she's going to Georgia Southern too. So, and as far as my dad, John Green, he played at NJIT back in the 90s, early 90s.
They weren't D1 back then, no, right?
No, I think they were D3.
Okay.
So, I mean, he still think he could beat me, but we all know the truth.
I won't make you talk any more smack about your dad. Thanks a lot, Javon. Pleasure meeting you.
Pleasure meeting you too, Derek. Thank you.